Hare Krishna, here I am live, alive, in New Rajadam, back from Italy, Budapest. It's a beautiful autumn day, sun is shining, the weather is a little cool, but I'm going to go outside anyway to do writing. And yesterday, well, right now Keshav Bharti Maharaj is transiting through the UK on his way to India, and I'm transiting through the last chapters of Navavraja Mahima. Sometimes not as quickly as I'd like, it just constantly things arising. And now I'm going to answer a question that comes from Hari Balaba Devi Dasi here in Hungary. And briefly, she's saying that in previous ages, when there were no books, people had direct realization through meditation, dreams, and so on. And that was how they had connection or contact with Krishna. And now we hear from others, and things are written down in books. Is it because of the issue of purity of heart? Can we, in this day and age, cultivate knowledge from within? It's a topic that I'm sure all preachers come across, New Agers. In my time, they were called hippies, had this philosophy that actually God is within you, everything is within you. All you have to do is look within. So the question, her question is, can we do that, or when can we do that? And firstly, my answer to her was that actually in Satya Yuga or Treta Dwapara Yugas, it isn't that that everybody was getting transcendental knowledge from within. That's incorrect. They were getting knowledge through hearing, evam parampara praptam. In Satya Yuga, although people were all absorbed in meditation, that doesn't mean that they were in contact with Krishna. They were sadhakas, and they were meditating like that. Bhagavatam begins with Tene Brahma Rida. The transcendental knowledge came to Brahma through the heart. Brahma heard the Lord with his own ears, saying the words tapa. He saw the Lord face to face, but he's Brahma. He was an ordinary person. That doesn't apply to just anyone and everyone. It doesn't apply now, doesn't apply then. The general system was that from the self-realized souls, from and of course the self-realized soul really was Vyasadeva, from him came transcendental knowledge through the chain of the cyclic succession down. And people were very intelligent, which means that they didn't need books. They could memorize things, but that didn't make them spiritually advanced. They still had to hear. They still had to hear from authority, and they could remember. They didn't write down, but their ability to hear was still dependent on their faith in who they were hearing from and their purity of heart. So the process remains the same to the very day. And as there were realized souls like Brahma in earlier ages, there's also realized souls at present who have direct contact with Krishna within their hearts. Tene Brahma Rida Adyapi Seri Lakanagora Roy Konya Konya Bhagyavan. But these people are very fortunate, and they're very rare. Manusyam Sahasreshu, they're not everyday people. So yes, one can have that type of connection, one can have that type of knowledge. But first, you have to know the art of hearing, the art of hearing from authority, the art of studying transcendental literature and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, hearing classes as we do at our morning programs. And by doing that, then yes, we become purified at heart so that you may have your own realization and direct contact with Krishna, and ultimately that's where we're all meant to go. But then you'll become the exceptional person. But for all intents and purposes, your method of communication will not be that I had this realization, I had this dream, Krishna told me this, as we saw with Srila Prabhupada's example. But rather the method will be always to cite the process of parampara. You'll cite previous acharyas, you'll cite shastra, and that will be the evidence. When people say, I think, that's why Srila Prabhupada didn't like this idea of who are you to think. Conditioned soul's thinking is imperfect, so it's not good to think. And liberated souls, very, very rarely. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, in two places, he said, mama mata, this is my opinion. But he's also, he also quotes evidence, scriptural evidence. So this is our method of gaining knowledge, transcendental knowledge. We should stick to that, whether we're conditioned souls, liberated souls, fully realized transcendentalists, because that will give the opportunity for everyone to take benefit, and it will decrease the likelihood of impersonation of sahajas, of people trying to be or pretend that they are what they're actually not. And that is a increasing problem in this day and age. And that's it for today, and we'll be in touch tomorrow.